good afternoon, everybody. I'm just going to share some thoughts with you, and this is called My Thoughts That I Ponder. So just recently, I had a form to fill in which asked me my religion. I often, without thinking, just tick Christian. But what is a Christian? So the biblical definition, there are two: someone whose behaviour and heart reflects Jesus Christ, or another one was a person who exemplifies in his or her life the teachings of Christ. The Cambridge Dictionary says a Christian is used to describe a person or action that is good, kind, and helpful. So this got me pondering about how I personally represent myself as a Christian. So today I'm going to share my most personal thoughts and actions with you. And perhaps this might trigger you to ponder or meditate. Now, I often ponder when I'm stuck in a car, so in a traffic jam, and I'll come to that a bit later. So I remember, and hope we all do, remember the excitement and the joy of finding out new biblical truths when we first came in the church. And I was determined to follow Jesus Christ's footsteps precisely and exactly. And I was baptised after coming to church for about 4 years in the autumn of 1976. So today, in 2022, I'm asking myself, how do I stand up in my thoughts and my actions as a follower of Jesus Christ? I want to relate to you 5 particular areas that affect my life. There's loads of different areas, but these were the particularly personal ones that I pondered. My thoughts took me on my path of my Christian journey. So the list is endless that you can have, but this is where I start to improve and build on my life as a Christian. So the first one was, how do I act when I'm on my own? When nobody else is around, am I immune to the swearing or the sex on the TV? One example was, I was watching, the TV was on, the controls were a mile away. This programme came on that wasn't suitable, but did I get up and take the controls? I was too tired, I left it on. I need to change. Do I waste time? Time you can do so many things with. Yeah, I waste time thinking about things and actually not doing them sometimes. Do I have bad thoughts? I think we all do sometimes. Do I waste time when I'm saying my prayers, when my mind wanders and, you know, you suddenly come back and think, well, where was I? We all do that as well, I think. So in Proverbs 15:3, and I've just chosen a few scriptures that are my favourite scriptures. And in Proverbs 15 and verse 3, it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. And also in Colossians 3:17, I've changed this to I personally. Whatever I do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father. So we need to act when we're on our own. And, you know, like Al was saying in a sermon recently, how, you know, sometimes when we're driving, we get annoyed or whatever. I'm quite a patient person, but mine is traffic jams. I would rather go 10 miles out of my way and get home a different way than stick in a traffic jam. Now, what I could do is I could do more pondering. So I could have a little note. I could write down, say my prayers in the car. I could do something worthwhile rather than going 10 miles using all the fuel out of my way. I need a bit more patience. So the next one is, how do I treat my family and my loved ones? Do I lose my temper quicker with my family? I've not really got a temper, but I do get irritable. I'm usually very patient, but as you all met my mother when she came, I do get a bit irritable, especially having to shout at her repeatedly because she's deaf or because she's walking too slowly and we need to get somewhere. Am I negative rather than positive with my children? Do I build them up rather than say, you can't do that, I wouldn't try? I mean, I'm learning that way. And my children pointed that out to me, that I was more negative than positive sometimes. Do I always say thank you to them, even when they're the little things, like giving me a ring to say, hi, Mum, how are you? So there's a lady called Maya Angelou. She's an American poet and civil rights activist. And she quoted this. If you only have one smile in you, give it to the people you love. Don't be surly at home and then go out into the street and start grinning, good morning, to total strangers. The third one is, So I now am going to strive, the way I should live and relate to others ought to match with what I teach about the gospel, what I stand up for. I need to practice what I preach, speaking and acting in the same Christian way at work, at home, as I do at church. So the third one is, how do I behave at church? Am I grateful for all the hard work behind the scenes? Stuart doing the washing up, you know, someone putting all the chairs out, someone arranging the hymns. Do we always say thank you to them? Do I moan about the hymn choice? Well, sometimes, but I shouldn't. Or when someone eats the last biscuit. You know, do I have double standards? I hope not. But, you know, we can all get a bit grumpy at times. So Ephesians 4 and verse 32, it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So if someone does something you don't like, we need to think about it. And I need to think about it. And in Psalm 133, verse 1 is, behold, and how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So the last one is, no, sorry, the number four is, how do I do with my work colleagues and how do they perceive me? Do I walk away from gossip? You know, I work with a lot of women, and in the lunchroom, the staff room, we've only got a very small lunchroom, and people will come in and they'll start gossiping and moaning about people. Do I stand up and walk away? Not always. I should. I'll give you an example of swearing. Somehow they've realised that I don't swear at work. And I have a particular nurse who, you know, does swear quite a bit. And she'll go, oh, still, sorry. You know, so they have noticed. But I need to be a bit more giving with them. You know, I need to, you know, be a bit more of an example to walk away from things that I don't like at work. And do I always do a good job? I hope I do. But sometimes if we're tired, we're irritable, we haven't had any sleep, sometimes you think, oh, that'll do, rather than, you know, doing a really good job with my note-taking, I do the bare minimum, or, you know, I often always try and help my nurse when we're cleaning down the surgeries or if we've forgotten some equipment, but sometimes I don't. And we all need to be a little more thankful and a little more giving. In Colossians 3, verse 22, it says, whatever your task, work heartily as serving the Lord. And the last one is, how do I behave when nobody knows me? I always remember Robert Harrison coming here and doing a sermon, and he said he was sat in his car and he was watching this woman picking up litter. And he was so pleased to see what was happening. He got out of his car. He did not know her. And he went and he thanked her for picking up the litter. Are we thankful? In the car driving, when we're driving our car, do we let people in? Even if you're stuck in a traffic jam and they're trying to get out. I often think, this is my road. I'm trying to get to work. But do we let people in? They're probably their road a bit further down and they're trying to get to work. What about a child screaming in the supermarket? You don't know whether the mum's had a terrible night and she's gone to get some Calpol for the baby. The baby's not feeling very well. You don't know what type of life they've had. If they've only got a small amount in the basket, do you let them through? Or do you help them pack the basket? We should be doing it. And when we think of Mark 12:31, it says, love your neighbour as yourself. And anybody that we're sat next door to or stood to is a neighbour. all our neighbours in a loose sense of the word. So on a bus or a public transport, are we a bit fussy about who we sit next door to? We shouldn't be. The New Living Translation, Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything be good and helpful, so your words will be an encouragement to everybody who hears them." So in conclusion, my policy has always been, and is strong in my Christian journey, as I try to live my way, my life by the scriptures, is always my favourite scriptures, Luke 6, verse 31. "As you wish that men would do to you, so do to them." I need to improve and practice and move in what I stand up for and represent Jesus Christ in my life. And in Titus, he gives us Titus 1 to 15, and this is just an abbreviation of it. He tells us how we can be a good, how I can be a good Christian. I need to have a sound belief. I need to have good works. I need to have faithfulness. And last but not least, hope, enduring hope. So let me finally finish with a quote from John Wesley. And I've actually made you all a little bookmarker, which I'll give out later. And this is from John Wesley. And it is, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." Thank you.